as we wrap up with a person who's been very significant to us on this part of the trip. She is a creator of interesting housing and lodging properties, has a real flair for preserving history while melding unusual architecture, design, and decorating elements. Both of her Sutton's Bay properties make for amazing lodging opportunities. Hendricks Lodge, an amazing reclaimed property on West Grand Traverse Bay, which is a perfect destination for corporate retreats and everything from chef events to writer's camps and yoga when people come up to Traverse City, or ACME, more accurately, for the car seminars and stuff they could carry on at this facility. You can go to dothe22.com and see what we're talking about. Dothe22.com, like M22 going around right through here. But the thing that we were affected by the most is where we spent the night, which was an old schoolhouse. And Cheryl Hutchinson, what a fabulous job you've done. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Tell me about that old schoolhouse, that old stone building with 3-foot-thick walls.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it actually was built in 1906, and it was a real community event. All the farmers brought in fieldstone so they could actually build those 3-foot walls. And it operated as a school until 1968.
And you took a class or class? You went to school there?
I was a wee child, yes.
Yes, you were a wee child. But you went to school, and what gave you the inspiration to come into that schoolhouse and turn it into these wonderful condominiums that are available for rent?
Well, it's a real piece of history for the community, and it sat empty for 10 or 11 years. And luckily, I ran across it, and my brothers and I said, oh, you definitely have to do something with that and bring it back to life. So we kind of blended all the old structure that we could and incorporated some new high-tech, sustainable elements to make it a really comfortable lodge.
It's very comfortable and very modernized inside, but you've retained the beauty and the heritage of this old school. What is it, the Union School?
It was the
Union
School.
Is that what the sign says on the top?
Right, yeah.
The Union School.
The Union School. It was K through 12 until, I think, the 50s, and then it turned into just a grade school until the late 60s.
And I can tell you through testing, actual on-site testing, that outside on the chaise, we call them chaise lounges in Monroe, I know, chaise lounges, Mr. Marcero and I tried it out, perfect for cigar smoking outside.
I love it. Okay.
And you have some tables set up out there, too, and it's just a wonderful, relaxing place to be. Well, Sutton's Bay altogether is a wonderful, relaxing place to be.
Yeah, it's a great village. Yeah.
How did you get started reclaiming, refurbishing, saving history the way you have? I mean, what's a nice girl like you doing in a business like this?
Well, I grew up in Michigan. Then I moved to the West Coast, and I spent a lot of time in technology and travel and a lot of nonprofits. So nonprofit went right into construction, right? So
I was worried when I saw all the work you did on this school that you still might be doing a nonprofit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a labor of love.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... Thank you, Brian. You did a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, it was... I had really good craftsmen and great designers that worked with me, and
I heard you did some of the actual physical labor yourself.
I did. All the little details.
Well, it pays off, and it worked out well. And a little later, we're going to go see the other place, I guess the Hendricks Lodge, which it sleeps 20, did
it
I hear?
It sleeps 20. It's got 10 bathrooms, or 6 bathrooms and 10 bedrooms. It's on West Bay. It's beautiful. It was built in 1890, and the craftsmanship there is incredible. We were able to save the floors and all the stonework.
You very proudly pointed to the floors last night as we arrived and said, these are the original floors.
Right.
Over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And the wood floors, absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
You even showed me where the little nail holes were where they nailed in the desks.
Anchor in the kids, yes.
We were never anchored in at St. Mary's Grade School in Monroe. We were left to be, you know, if that nuclear bomb came, we had to get under those desks to save our lives. And so they couldn't nail down the desks for fear we wouldn't be able to get there under that desk, I guess. Do you have other projects that you're doing or other projects in mind you can tell us about? I mean, this is a lot you've got going on.
I'm going to let this one expand and see how it works.
When did you open the doors at the schoolhouse for business?
3.5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been really great. We have some long-term people there, weekenders, week-long visits.
I'm guessing a lot of regulars, because once you discover this and you sit out there and you look out there and you feel the whole ambiance, you want to come back.
Right.
Because it's off the beaten path, but just a little. You're within walking distance of everything, but you also can walk away and not have the hubbub. Let's face it. At Traverse City, any of these other places that are bigger, they are vibrant and there's a lot of activity, but sometimes people want to get away from it all. This certainly is a way to get away from it all.
Oh, yeah, you're there underneath those huge old oak trees. It's definitely a decompression there.
No question about it.
And really good spirits, I think.
What's that now?
Good spirits in that building.
Now you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
There are spirits in that building.
Yes, there are.
Great. It's a good thing you didn't tell me that last night. But good spirits.
They're very peaceful.
Helpful spirits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else we need to know, Cheryl?
Well, I think people need to get to Leelanau County and experience the beauty of it. Get your feet in the sand and ride a bike and get on the water. It's amazing here.
Just enjoy yourself. It really is amazing here. And lots of great little restaurants.
Fabulous food town. Great wineries, obviously. We're at one right now.
Right.
And brew pubs.
Do the 22, use the numbers, dothe22.com. Take a look. You'll see what we're talking about.
Thank you.
And you'll get a better feel for what Cheryl Hutchinson is doing in creating these interesting housing and lodging experiences. It is a labor of love. Thanks for having us, Cheryl. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We enjoyed it very much.
Good.
And I did not run into any of the spirits last night, but I probably wasn't open to them.
Well, maybe today.
Maybe.